Hello, Mr. Mu. First of all, congratulations to you because of your progress, because of your good presentation. I can see lots of progress in your English ability that you have. You speak so fluent, and you know your progress and your improvement is obvious. Congratulations because of that. And because of your subject that you choose, speaking about that takes time because it has a little bit depth, and if I wanna speaking about that, it would be long winded lecture. So I separate your something that you said in three parts. First of that is about goal or about meaning for our life. You know, recently I am reading a book or novel, it's better to say, that his name is In Search of Lost Time from Marcel Proust, which is the best novel in century. And something that stands out in my mind about this book is when you achieve to something, you lose another thing. Thinking about this is very, very, very important because before choosing any goal in our life, we have to look at this very well. So you can see lots of people who thinking about their goal by just looking to successful people and you know life appearance. And they just think, okay, if I choose this job, I would be so rich. So finally, I would be very happy. But it is so irrational because I guess that they just judge the book by its cover. You know, for example, they say, if I reach to that month money, I will be happy forever. Is it correct? No. Because, you know, happiness is not something that we should reach to that. No. Happiness is something that we can make it for our life. It's not related to just goal. It's not related to just future. And, you know, choosing goal for our life is depend on ourselves, because it's a given, you know, that if you try to reach a goal in your life, it would take time, and you face with, you know, some limitation. And for example, you have to ignore some of thing that you love, and maybe you don't have time to care to yourself, to your family, and you lose them. So because of that, I wanna say we can't decide on a whim for our future, for our life, because we just live for once, and for you know, choosing goal for life, we have to know and compare, you know, this thing that we have to reach to that by something that we lost, which is worthy for us. If we accept this goal yet, it shows that it is worthy. So in this time we can select it and making our best effort to reaching to that goal, and also remembering that don't care to someone who want to disappoint you, because it's your life, you know, you are on your life, but you have to face to this. When you select a goal for your life, you know, it doesn't matter who other people think about you. This is the second thing that I want to say about, speak about that. It doesn't matter. When you select something, and when you select something is worthy for your life as a goal, it doesn't matter what's happening in your environment, because it's your life, it's your choice. But remembering that, in other hand, you have to, face the music, means you have to be ready for accepting the punishment for something that you have done. And in the path, in the way, you face with situation that would be really tough for you to get settled in, and you have to accept this kind of situation. Something that right now down on me is an example of my life. I remember that when I was reading for a postgraduate degree, I was definitely sure that this goal make me happy. But after reaching to that, I saw nothing. I said, oh, sucks. It is not something that I want. You can see, the only saving grace of this degree may be finding a job for yourself, maybe. But in most of case, no. I don't want to say I didn't reach to anything, no. I learned some skill. I find job for myself. But I couldn't find happiness. Because after a while, I understand happiness is not related to your goal. Happiness is related to you. And you have to make it in your life. Not searching for that, not seeking for that, looking for that in others' life or in the future, no. For being happy, there is no need something. And right now you have all the thing to be happy. And that's it. This is my idea. Thank you again. I wish you the best. Have a great time and bye.